So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, everybody. It's Dan Lasso speaking. Hope you're well today. And welcome. This is Season 7, Episode 1 of the Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Lasso. Welcome. And we've actually changed up the numbering system of the podcast for now, just because we're up to like 617. And I'm like, okay, let's just change it up. Let's do this in seasons. Let's start the new year on Episode 1. And so welcome to Episode 1. And it just makes better sense, because then I know, okay, let's try and get at least 50 podcasts in between now and the end of this year. That's one a week. I can probably do that. And then the other side of this is just being a little bit more relaxed about doing podcasts. When we first started up doing the podcasts, we took people like Grant Cardone and we looked at what he was doing, which was amazing, by the way, the amount of content. And this is what kind of annoys me. People really don't understand the amount of sheer work that goes into it. And people go, yeah, but he has people creating content for him and doing all the editing and videographers and sound people and copywriters and so on. And you're absolutely right. But that dude has to sit there Monday to Friday, 12 to 1. And having done quite a bit of that myself over the last 5 or 6 years, I've got to tell you, it's really hard. It's really tiring. And you just lead to kind of burnout. I mean, it's good to get your, you know, to get the business up and running from the content creation side, but to actually continue that and maintain that, that's actually quite difficult to do. So at the end of last year and going into this year, I'm like, do you know what? Let's just relax the crap out of it a little bit. For goodness sakes, Dan, stop putting yourself under so much pressure, because we do. We put ourselves under huge amounts of pressure and it's just ridiculous. There's just no reason for it. What we do notice is the more we podcast, the more leads we generate, the more phone calls that we get, the more clients that we close. But what I found myself doing was just burning myself out by forcing myself to go live. And so this year, we're going to do it a little bit different. Is it Monday through Friday? Yeah. Is it 12 till 1? Sometimes. Maybe. I have no idea. I mean, what time is it? In the UK now, it's 8:35 a.m. Here we are. Episode 1. We're going to roll these out as and when we roll these out and just take that little bit of pressure off being there at 12 till 1 every day for 5 days a week, regardless if you're on holiday or not. It's just too tiring. I'm done with it. I'm just so done with it. And, you know, this kind of leads me on to everything we're going to talk about in today's session. Things like crypto cost averaging and so on. Obviously, we're going to talk about that and pensions and all sorts of different things, goals that we've got for 2022. But we're going to talk about a lack of motivation, and that's all based around COVID as well. That's really hit us hard at the end of this year. We'll talk about that when we get to that bit. But anyway, for now, let's welcome ourselves. Where's my screen? Here we go. Let's move my little arrow. Why can't I move it? There we go. Transition that over. There we go. Welcome to 2022, Season 7, Episode 1 of the Wealth Creation Podcast. And so we've got a couple of things that we're going to change up this year, just because, you know, what's got us there for the last 5 years probably won't get us there for the next 5 years in terms of podcasting, content, and that kind of thing. And we're at a real risk of burning ourselves out by just creating so much content all the time. Now, don't get me wrong, you got to create content. It's absolutely the most important aspect of your business right now in terms of you closing more clients. Is absolutely the correlation, and we see this not only with ourselves, but we see this with our content clients as well. We create a lot of content for clients, but when the client also goes live in their business, that combined with the content that we put out, that's like the magic sauce. And so if you're not going live at all, then you've got a problem. But also, I think now, if you're going live all the time, you're kind of diluting yourself to some extent, maybe. But also, worse than that, and I actually don't think you can put too much content out. I don't think you can dilute yourself, because most people never get to see it anyway, right? You know, Facebook's algorithm, Twitter, LinkedIn, where else do we go live? I don't know, wherever else we go live. The algorithm just screws you up, right? So I think you could go live 15 times a day. People are only going to see one or two of them, and that's just the way that it goes. So you shouldn't worry about putting out too much content, but what you should worry about is actually burning yourself out. And so that's kind of where we are. We're tired. We're exhausted. Look at me. I've got bags under my eyes. I'm so exhausted. It's the 10th of January today. This is the first podcast. I'm like, oh, okay, let's just do a bloody podcast. Go on, then. And we're really not in the mood for it. But, you know, we need to start doing them. And unfortunately, I'm one of those people. I'm like a car. If you've ever been poor, and boy, we've been poor, right? But I'm sure you've had a car that when you turn off the engine at the petrol station, it doesn't start again. So you have to fill it up while the engine's running. Then you get into trouble and people yell at you and the person that you pay yells at you and so on. But anyway, I'm very much like that at the start of New Year's. I'm really difficult to turn the key and just get started again. Heck, it used to be April before I could actually get started. Now, at least it's only the 10th of January. It's not bad. It's a bit of an improvement, in fact. So with 2022, we've just got to pace ourselves a lot more. Whereas before, I would say it was more of a sprint. Because like, do this, hustle, hustle, hustle. And that hustle culture, you know, was so last year and the year before and the year before that. COVID definitely comes in and takes a swipe at you and knocks out that hustle culture. Because where are you going to hustle? You know, I mean, I'm horrified by the pictures of people networking. Zero masks, 50 people in a room. And I'm like, guys, do you not think there's a pandemic on? And we'll cover that. It's driving me absolutely insane right now. Anyway, we'll cover that. I'm here in Spain and everybody masks up and everybody gels. Anyway, we'll cover that. But in 2022, we got a couple of other things that we wanted to change. But the biggest change, I would say, is the way that we are taking things head on. It's no longer about a sprint. It's more about the marathon. And in fact, it's more about ultra running, if I'm not taking that analogy too far. We've got to pace ourselves all the way through. And now instead of doing 18 things in one day, I've got to get these 18 things done and bang, 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 bang. That's changing up. I've got one thing that I need to do. And if I get that one thing done, I'm going to move on to my next thing. We've definitely changed up. I mean, if you look at my goal setting training, which if you bought a product, we include that free of charge because it's so powerful. But if you've got the right mentality and you're hungry enough for it, that goal setting time management planning, it's called the Friday Night Review System. It is so awesome. It makes you into an absolute machine and you eat up all of your tasks. In fact, you actually end up running out of tasks to do. But and by the way, that's one of the reasons why we've done so well is because of that absolute system worked really well for us. But we don't actually run that anymore. I'm old, I'm tired, I'm fed up with COVID, motivation's at an all-time low, and I'm like, you know what, I'm sometimes lucky if I get out of bed at the moment, and I'm like, you know what, let's just slow it right down. What's this one thing that we need to get done? Let's do that one thing. Yeah, but you got these other clients. Oh, Graham can sort those other clients. What else do we need to do? We need to do this. Okay, well, let's just do that one thing. Let's just go and get that done nice and easy, nice and slow. I turned 50 this year, by the way, so that might be a reason for it. You know, we want to get fitter because we want to be fit at 50, of course. I turn a granddad this year, later on in May, touch wood, fingers crossed. And so, you know, maybe it's time to slow down. Granddad at 50, it's horrifying. But that's what we want to do. We want to just slow it down a little bit. We want to enjoy life a little bit more. And in doing that, it's just about just slowing it all down and not getting us burnt out. And that really ties into us doing podcasts as and when we're going to do them. And you know what? We don't have to be live. We don't live in that world anymore where you have to be live. You know, when you'd want to watch a film, Die Hard at Christmas 15 years ago, 10 years ago even, you would have to, you know, it's on at 10:15 p.m. on ITV. You'd have to stay up till, you know, till 10:15. You'd have to watch all the adverts and then do the news at some point. We don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world where you want to download the podcast, you go and download the podcast. You want to watch the review, the replay, you go to YouTube, you just watch the review. Why are we going live at 12 noon? Unless we're having audience participation and that kind of thing, which we don't. We generally don't. We tend not to get anybody saying anything. In fact, we actually get more views on our restreams than we do going live. And it used to really, really bother me. It used to really bug me. And I'm like, oh, nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. And I don't really care if people hate me anymore. So screw it. What are we going live for in the first place? We, you know, there's less stress about us going live at a particular time on a particular day. Why am I out of focus? Oh, I'm back. I went out of focus. Don't know what's going on there. Anyway, Anyway, so let's move on. So welcome to 2022. We're just going to slow down heck of a lot more. Let's talk about the next thing I want to talk about, which is crypto cost averaging. Let's talk about kids' pensions as well. These are two things that we've been looking at in the last couple of weeks. Now, I've been heavily invested in crypto since, I don't know when. It's like Bitcoin was... I think Bitcoin was about 10 grand. So however long that is, 2017 December, if memory serves. And obviously, I've got a massive issue right now with Bitcoin. And the issue is that back in December, when it was 10 grand, I actually put my order in when Bitcoin was £1,500, $1,500, in fact. And I should have a lot more Bitcoin. I should have six times more Bitcoin than I currently have. But they never received the order. And so when I realized, I'm like, oh, so I went and I put in the order and we bought in at the 10 grand. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're very happy. You know, it's 4X at the moment and it's dipped from being 6X. But it'll go back up and we're fine with all that. So we've been invested in cryptocurrency via Bitcoin for quite some time. Now, one thing I haven't done, and I'm really, really kicking myself. One, because I was lazy and I couldn't be bothered finding out actually how to do it. And two, because I didn't know how to do it, right? Ties into number one. I was too lazy to find out. But one of the things that we should have been doing all the way back in 2017, we would be much, much wealthier than we are today. But one of the things we should have been doing was, we call it dollar cost averaging, but I use the term crypto cost averaging. Crypto cost averaging is really, really simple. I'm probably going to do a video on it, like a pre-recorded video, and we'll upload it to YouTube at some point. But it's just, how do you actually do it? And it's really simple. We'll tell you very quickly now. You go to Binance, you go buy some crypto, £25, let's say, of Cardano or Bitcoin or Ethereum or Ripple or Doge or what's the other one? Not Doge, the other dodgy one that I bought a lot of, Shiba Inu. I've got so many millions of Shiba Inu. It makes me sound really wealthy. When you convert, it's like, oh, it's not, you're not that wealthy. It's because it's like 0.0004 cents per coin. Anyway, so what you do is you put in an order for 25 quid, $25, and then you repeat that order once every 2 weeks or once every week. And now it will fire off a purchase order every single week for 25 quid. So if you set that up for XRP, Ripple, you will just automatically buy $25 of Ripple every single Saturday, regardless of the price. Now, obviously, Bitcoin has dropped. And so we had, you know, today's Monday, we had a purchase order go through for Bitcoin and a couple of the other ones as well, including Ripple and Ethereum and Cardano. You know, we're not shy about telling you what we invest in. It's basically the top five or six, basically. That's where we're at and that's where we're investing. We put into Doge and Shiba Inu just for the hell of it, just to see what would happen, and obviously they're in profit. In fact, everything's in profit, more or less, except the kind of thing that's bothered me is that it's taken me 4 years to actually get to doing this. You know, when we invested in something like Bitcoin, we were really ahead of the curve. I remember walking into Waterstones in Leeds in maybe September 2017, asking for books on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and the lady's like, "What? I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe in the finance section?" Like, and I went and bought all the books that they had on cryptocurrency, all three or four books. It cost me like £60. And actually, if I'd have put that 60 quid into Bitcoin, I would have turned into a couple of grand. Instead of buying books, I should have just bought the damn cryptocurrency. But look, if you just buy, you know, the minimum order, by the way, is like $15 a week or $15 per order, I think it is. So, you know, you can buy it once a month, once a week, once every 2 weeks. Hey, you can even buy it once a day. You just have to set up seven repeat orders to go out every single day of the week. So, you could do that if that's what you wanted to do. But you know what? We're just buying it. We set up and we're just going to forget about it. And then, I mean, trust me on this. When we say we're going to forget about it, what actually happens is that we log in every single day. We go, oh, look, oh, that's up. Oh, no, that's down. Oh, so when we say we're going to forget about it, we buy it and we forget it. We don't forget it. We log in every day. And we check it. But we buy it and we're just going to forget it. Right. We're going to forget it until like a couple of years. And then, you know what? Even if it stays even, it's like just putting money into a savings account. Even if it goes down, like, seriously, is it going to go down? You know, we think about this. How many dollars have been printed in the last 2 years, last 18 months, compared to the time previous to that. And I can tell you that there's been more dollars printed in the last 18 months than any other period combined for the last, since dollars were created in 1776 or whenever it was, when the traitorous Americans beat the English. Happy Traitors Day for July the 4th. So, what was I talking about? So, I went on to the American Revolution there. So, how many dollars have been printed? Now compare that to how many Bitcoin have been printed or mined versus how many you can actually mine. There's only 21 million Bitcoin, right? And if it's, I don't know how many millionaires there are, but if a millionaire wants one whole Bitcoin, and there's something like 130,000 millionaires, I don't know how many there are, there's a lot of millionaires, 130,000 millionaires. Like, how many Bitcoins do they want? If it's more, there's more than that, there's millions of millionaires. Somebody do a search, I don't know how many it is, but it's a lot, right? Bitcoin, the price has to go up over the next 10, 15 years. It simply has to go up. And as we get further into crypto and NFTs and functionality of crypto, these prices are going to go up. Now, it may not be the current top five, top six that we've currently got. There'll be new stuff coming through that's got extra functionality. But we want to be involved in that, you know, in that game. Now, I'm a great believer, by the way, that if you've only got investments in cryptocurrency, I think you're risking far too much. You need to be putting money into the stock market. You should be putting money into the properties. You know, we've put a lot of property, money into property, and actually the money that comes out of property then goes into our cryptocurrency. So currently, we've got money that makes money, and I love that. And so, you know, we're paying down mortgage debt this year. We're buying more properties this year. The money that we make from the purchase of those properties, from the regular rentals, that's going to come in, and that'll go over to buying cryptocurrency. That'll end up paying more debt down, and that'll end up buying more property. So it's a really good vicious circle, or a good circle of us making money off the money that we've spent, which then goes out and makes more money. But we dollar cost average our cryptocurrency. Now, actually, I've not bought any more Bitcoin since 2017 until the last couple of weeks. And then we bought and the price went down. We bought, the price went down. We bought, and the price goes down. And hopefully we're going to keep buying and the price is going to hopefully keep on going down. Because the more it goes down, the more we get to buy. I'm really out of focus today. I don't know what's going on. I think I've turned off autofocus in the software. I'll have a play with that. But that's what we're going to do. Continuing, we're going to cryptocurrency, we're going to crypto cost average this, and that's going to work very well for us, I think, over the next 5 or 10 years. In alignment with that, one of the things that we're doing, so we've got three kids. We've got a 16-year-old, we've got a 13-year-old, and we've got a 7-year-old. And one of the things I've been meaning to do, and I've had podcasts about, what we're going to do is this, and we've never actually done it. But today I downloaded forms. Here are the forms. This is for Hargreaves Lansdowne to open a junior SIP. A SIP is a self-invested pension pot. I don't know what the P stands for. Anyway, it's a pension for kids. It's a junior one. You put 100 quid a month in. They can't access it until they're 55, but that will soon be 57. But they've got a long way to go. They've got another 50 years, 40 years for that, depending on which one it is. But we're just going to put in like £100 a month for each one. And then when they get to pensionable age at 57 or 60 or 65, whatever that's going to be, when they get there, they can draw down their pension. So whatever shit they're going to have to go through in life, they just got to get to pensionable age. You know, they're going to go through relationship breakups. Hopefully not. Hopefully everything goes swimmingly and everything's wonderful and life is great. But they're not, I think, let's face it. So they're going to go through hardship. They're going to go through financial hardship. They're going to go through relationship breakups. They're going to go through pets dying, parents dying. They're going to go through, you know, life is hard, right? And so we're just putting some stuff in place just to make it easy for them. Like the minimum is like 25 quid a month. We might just start at that, 25 quid a month. Our income is actually going up through the year, according to our cash flow forecast. And so as that does that, we can start increasing those funds accordingly. Because we also don't want to skint ourselves. Not that £100 a month, but still £300 a month. That's a significant amount. It's £3,600 a year. That's actually a significant amount. And by the way, you can actually put in currently £2,880 into a child's pension, because they get tax relief at 20%, which takes them to the maximum of 3,600. I'm not a financial advisor. Don't listen to any of this. Go speak to a financial advisor. Get absolute proper advice from them if this is something you're going to do. But this is totally something you should be doing for your kids. Just pop 50 quid a month £25 a month into their pension plan and let compound interest just work itself through. I was reading something about FTSE 100 being really shit, by the way, for the last 25 years compared to, say, the S&P 500 in America. And so, you know, it's up to you where you put it. We'll probably put it into a Vanguard fund via a self-invested pension pot. Sorry, needed a coffee there. So that's one of the things that we're going to do. And you know, this is about you being financially astute with the money. And if you only got a little bit of money, you only need a little bit of money to put it into your kid's pension. And people go, yeah, but what if I want a house? And what if I want a car? Well, that's something different. You know, I wanted to work this in reverse. I didn't want to give them enough money for a car and enough money for university and enough money for a house. I wanted them to have a pension plan that's in place. And then a house plan, maybe, and then a car plan or a university plan, you know? I just wanted that in reverse because I just wanted whatever happened to them, they just know when they turn 18 and understand some of this stuff. They just know at age 26 when they're going through a divorce and the kids have gone missing and whatever horrific stuff is going to happen and they're depressed as hell, but you just got to survive and you can go live in Ibiza or the Philippines or anywhere on the planet when you get to 55, 60. And you're going to live till 80, 90, 100 because just medical science and so on, you know, in 50 years' time. So that's why I absolutely wanted to do that. Again, not financial advice, but it's definitely something you should be doing. So that is financial. It's not financial advice. I can't give financial advice. Anyway, let's talk about next one up. Let's talk about the lack of motivation and COVID. Honestly, folks, I am so lacking of energy, of motivation. I'm like, oh, I cannot be arsed. I simply cannot be bothered. And it's like, you know, on social media, everyone's living the best life. And on Instagram, everyone's living the best life. And life's amazing. And life's pretty good, you know. We can't grumble. Our finances are good for going into 2022 and they're likely to improve. We just spent a huge amount of money on, £30,000 brand new windows at a property, £7,000 on fire protection on balconies because of Grenfell. We just spent another £16,500 on damp proofing for Grade 2 listed building where we've got a couple of properties. You know, that's literally £30,000 gone like that. And I've just made the final payment this morning, actually. And it's painful. It's so painful because it's like, oh, that's a deposit on another house. We could be increasing our wealth and so on. But it had to be done. And so, you know, moving into 2022, things are going to improve anyway. Now we've paid that down. We're paying down mortgage debt. We're saving up for our next property purchase. We're doing the dollar cost averaging on cryptocurrency that we just talked about. We've got payments going into ISAs and so on. We've got kids' pensions. So that's all good, you know. But boy, does 2022 feel like 2020 again? And does 2022 feel like 2021? And will 2023 feel like 2022? It's like, oh, it's just the same shit day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. This is a third attempt at January. Or maybe January in 2020 was a bit different because it hadn't hit then. But this is the third attempt at another year. And it's the same goddamn year as it was last year, which is the same goddamn year as it was the year before. And it's bloody depressing. And and I've spoken, by the way, to lots of people about this, and I'm not just the only one. But no one talks about this stuff. I'm so fed up. I'm just like, I'm done with it. I'm done with COVID. And people are going, oh, well, we got to get back to normal. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're in the middle of a freaking pandemic. There is no normal. Yeah, but we're going to learn to live with it. Ignoring it isn't learning to live with it. Going to a networking event with 30 people, none of which are masked, none of which have windows open, is not learning to live with it. It's basically a COVID party. You know, when you've got kids and it's like, let's have a chicken pox party so they can get it. So they don't get it later on in life. That's basically it. Let's have a COVID party. It's ridiculous. I've got people in hospital right now. One of our clients is in hospital. My cleaner's in ICU with it. I mean, these people are seriously, seriously ill. Well, I see people on Twitter. Well, I just hope I get it just to prove that it's not that bad. You're an idiot. It affects different people in different ways. In England, 150,000 people have died in the last 18 months. It's beyond ridiculous. We're not learning to live with this thing. We're just ignoring it and hope it goes away, which is a dreadful, dreadful strategy. And I'm not saying that we don't learn to live with it. We should learn to live with it. We mask up, we hand gel, we go get vaccinated and our boosters, and we social distance. It's just crazy. And we don't go for meals out. You know, we stop going for meals out. I went to the Ivy in Leeds over Christmas and I felt so uncomfortable. But that's what we did, because I don't want to catch it. I don't want to die. I've got too much shit that I want to get done before we die. And I get that other people don't feel like that, and that's up to you. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's up to you, but don't be one of our clients. It's as simple as that. We don't want you. And do we run the risk of losing some clients for that? Maybe. I'm beyond the point of caring. I am so fed up with this, just like everybody else, going on those marches with no masks and no social distancing. I'm just as fed up as everybody else. But it is what it is. And in order to get through onto the next stage, we just got to do what we got to do to get onto the next stage. We're just praying and hoping. I don't pray because I'm an atheist, but we're just hoping that there's a new pill, there's a new jab, there's a new way of doing it. But honestly, folks, if we got Delta variant with the same way of transmissibility as Omicron, as a species, we're fucked. Just to be absolutely clear on this, right? If the way that Omicron is spreading and the way that Delta kills people, we are so fucked as a species. And the film Don't Look Up, it just perfectly demonstrates where we are with this right now. You know, we are so screwed as a species. There was an event about 70,000 years ago where the human race went down to about 1,000 pairs of people. I call it 1,000 couplings, I think we call it. And there was a big supervolcano that went up. And we, as a species, we were down to basically 2,000, 3,000 people. That was all there was, by the way. That's one of the reasons why we're all brothers and sisters. It's because the amount of people that were left. And, you know, if Delta and Omicron mix and turns into something really bad, we're fucked. And our population will dwindle down to that. And it's like, just mask up. It's not rocket science. I did a boxing workout before Christmas in a mask. Did I die of carbon dioxide poisoning? Did I bollocks? Was it hard work? Of course it was. My 7-year-old wears a mask to school every single day. How hard is that? Not that difficult. Is it a pain in the ass? Of course it is. Anyway, the COVID thing's driving me mad, as you can tell, and it's causing such a lack of motivation, because I'm like, are we ever going to get through this? Is this going to be like this for the next 5 years? Now, look, you can moan about it, and boy, have I just had a good old rant about that, because that's how I feel, right? But also, it doesn't mean that we stop planning what we want to happen. We don't stop doing the things that are going to move us on. And whilst other people are concentrating on all these other things, my job is to focus on increasing our wealth, increasing our cash flow, increasing my health, improving my relationships with my family and friends and my clients, and helping more people. And while we're doing that and everyone else is stuck in the headlights of COVID and going on stupid marches and complaining on Twitter and on Facebook and so on, like, literally, I'm fed up of COVID too, but that 5-minute rant is probably it for me for the rest of the month. Because I'm so focused on running the businesses, bringing on more clients, helping the clients that we've got, investing in crypto, paying down debt, increasing our purchasing of property and identifying which properties we want to buy, improving the systems that we've got in place for our tenants and so on right now. We're so focused on that the COVID thing is just something that's going on in the background. It's like, if you want to go on marches and you don't want to wear masks, you go do that. You stay away from me. I'm a great believer in having separate carriages for non-masks and masks. If you don't want to wear a mask, fine, just don't come near me. You know, I am quite in this new way of Dan not caring about what people think. You know, I'm like, if someone sat next to me with a mask and I'm on a train, yeah, I'm on the phone. Syphilis, yeah, no, raging case of syphilis, mate. Raging, it's so transmissible. So the guy next to me fucks off. That is me on the phone. Because I'm like, I will fart, I will shit myself, I will do anything to get rid of these people sat next to me, because I don't want them anywhere near me. I'm like, you know, I honestly don't care. I'm at that stage now. There was a time when we were in a hotel and next doors came back and the music was on, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I banged on the wall and they banged back, right? And I was fucking furious. So I didn't have any clothes on. So I go round, bang on the door. I've got my hand covering my bits. Banging on the door. He opens the door. He looks me up and down. It's like, oh, sorry. Turned his music down. Because I'm at that level now with this. I am so done with it. And I'm just literally at the point where I just don't really care what other people think. It's a wonderful feeling, by the way. And it's very... liberating just to go, dude, I just don't even care. So, and it's also very dangerous all at the same time. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth either. So anyway, look, that's where we are with COVID. Sort yourselves out, get yourself vaxxed, get your mask on, get socially distant. Let's beat this thing. Let's get our lack of motivations up and running. But we know that the lack of motivation is there, by the way. Let's acknowledge that. Let's, as a people, as, you know, as business owners, as leaders, or, you know, as a beacon of light for people to see, it's totally fine to have a lack of motivation. You just go through the steps, get the things done that you need to get done, get the little things done, take self-care days, take time off, go for a walk on the beach, go for a massage, go for a run, go for a bike, phone in sick, do what you need to do to self-care. That's exactly where we are right now. You need to self-care and look after yourself, because, folks, we don't know where we're going to be at 12 months from now. I'm hoping, touch wood, that we are going to be, you know, on the downward path now and we're coming out of it. But maybe we're not. You know, I think, well, we're halfway through a pandemic. Maybe we're not. Maybe we're 5% through a pandemic. Maybe the next wave and the next wave and the next variant is much, much, much worse. Who the hell knows? But in the meantime, we've got to protect ourselves, protect each other, and both from a mask and a vax point of view, but also from a mental awareness. I'm very aware of people being depressed right now. I've gone through it myself. I have various days. I wake up. I'm like, oh, I just want to sleep all day. I just want to watch Netflix all day. I can't be bothered. And I get that other people are like that too, and it's okay. It's all right. Just pick and choose your days. You want to take a day off and watch Stargate Atlantis? Awesome. Go do that. And then just know that the next day, contemplate getting up and doing that one little thing that you need to get done that's going to move you forward. You know, I think that we need a bit more honesty, especially with social media being all glossy and all nice about, you know, how things are working and how amazing life is. And it's like, is it really that good? Because sometimes I'm not sure that it is. You know, we live here in the Med next to the beach. Everything should be amazing. And most days it is. But some days it really isn't either. Let me just grab a quick drink. Someone's put a comment in there. Let's have a look at that comment. That's just... It's put a spammy link in there. So I think we can block the user. There we go, blocked. Anyway, okay. Let's move on to the next one. Did you like my little rant, by the way? I am literally at that stage where I don't care. Okay, let's talk about business growth and content. So for 2022, I think you need to have a think about where do you want the business to look, or how do you want the business to look at the end of 2022? So a year from now, in 2023, on the 10th, you can look back and you go, okay, these are the decisions that I made at the start of the year. These are the decisions that worked. These are the decisions that didn't work. And out of those, this is what I want to implement more in 2023. So what could some of those decisions be? So obviously, you need to be tracking your finances, both personal and business-wise. You should be tracking your finances. It is like a game changer. I would argue that tracking finances is actually more important than taking on more clients. Like, you can take on more clients all the time, but if you don't track finances, it makes no difference. You're still going to be skin and poor because you don't know where your money is, right? So tracking finances, absolutely major for 2022. If you want a change in life, you know, if you want a change in how this is going to look. The next one is content. Let's talk about content. Like, we talked about content before, about burning out in one of the previous sections. And I'm very aware that by putting out too much content, or having to do, you know, Monday, Friday, 12 o'clock, you can put out a lot of content. But boy, you're going to get burnt out having to come up with new content ideas all the time. That can get really tiring. I've done it for 5 years. I can tell you it gets tiring and you burn yourself out. And you end up going loads of content, zero content, loads of content, zero content. And what you actually want is a middle ground where you've got regular content all the way through the year. So like for us with the podcasts, you know, season 7, episode 1, by the way, this is not our seventh season. So this is actually our sixth season. But because we've done 617 podcasts, I'm like, that's just going to confuse the hell out of me. And what do we do? Have a season six, episode one, even though we've done 617 podcasts. So I was like, oh, let's just call it season seven, even though we're in season six. So it's a bit confusing. But anyway, I'm sure I'll forget. I'm sure I will just fake myself into thinking it's season seven, even though it's season six. Anyway, so, but with that, I'm like, as a minimum, let's do one a week. And I can do one a week. We went live at 8:30 in the morning this morning. I can do that. I don't have to wait till 12 o'clock every single day and go live having to think up new things Monday through Friday. It's so tiring. But if I want to go live 18 times that week because I've got something I want to share and something I want to say, I can do. And so I'm not limited to 12 noon Monday to Friday. But also if I don't want to do it, you know, if I want to go live just on a Thursday, you know, 4:30 in the afternoon, and I want to do that, I can do that. And so I'm not tying myself down, which is, I think, will work better from the motivation side that we just talked about as well. But for you, if you've not gone live yet, your plan should be to go live once a month and you know, if do a podcast once a month. And if you're going to do podcasting, you don't want to do it live, just you and a microphone. Heck, you can even do it. I mean, I've done podcasts using this plugged into my phone where, you know, I'm just speaking into my phone and it's a voice recording that can go out as a podcast, as an audio podcast. And so that works very well as well. I think if you've not done that yet, you know, 2022, you should have a podcast. The uplift to that is to go live on YouTube and then you pull out the MP3 and then you've got the YouTube video plus you've got the MP3 which goes up to iTunes and so on. If you don't know how to do that, come sign up with us and we include that in our content management system. But that's what you should be doing. What happens with podcasting is that people listen to it. And you don't have any clue who these people are. You know, when I listen to a Grant Cardone podcast, Grant Cardone doesn't know it's me, but I'm taking it in and then I might sign up for something he does. And yet he doesn't know who I am. But people are consuming your content. People are consuming this right now. There's people watching this live across various vehicles, YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or various Facebook groups and so on. So your job really should be to put out whatever it is that you want to talk about. You should be putting it out there so that people can listen to whatever you want to talk about. You could be demonstrating expertise in whatever job you do. We cover all sorts of different things because I think it's important to cover motivation, lack of motivation. I enjoyed my COVID rant. Some people don't enjoy that because I disagree with them. We talk about cryptocurrency. We talk about pensions for kids. We talk about business. We talk about websites. We talk about content. We talk about all sorts of different things. And we've got different things that all align to different people. Or you could just go down the path and talk about what your main thing happens to be. But we like to do all sorts of different things. We've got opinions on everything. It makes us very popular sometimes. And sometimes people hate us for it. And that's fine. It's not a problem. But you should be putting out more content in 2022. There's absolutely no question in my mind. Now, if you're already putting out content, you've got to find a way to solidify the content that you're putting out on a more regular basis. So if you're putting it out once a month, like, can you get it out once a week? And if you're doing once a week, can you do twice a week? Now, you know, when we first started this and our podcast views, by the way, when we were podcasting every single day, and we might podcast every single day as well, but when we did used to do that, our podcast views were up here. Now we podcast once a week, once a month, like it's down here, right? And so the more you podcast, the more views that you're going to get, obviously. It's like the more you advertise, the more people see your adverts. Duh. Not rocket science, is it? So if you want to go and do that, highly, highly recommend it. You might get one or two downloads to begin with. And people are like, oh, there's just no point. It's like you can't get more downloads until you do the recordings. And then through doing more recordings, then you get more downloads. I remember a conversation with someone saying, oh, a YouTube channel, but I've got a YouTube channel, but there's no point in having videos on it because I haven't got any subscribers. And I'm like, you don't get subscribers until you do videos. You're putting the horse behind the cart, which is wrong. You've got to do videos and then you get subscribers. You've got to record the podcasts and then you get people downloading. How do you get people downloading a podcast that you haven't yet recorded? That's time travel. That doesn't exist. So you've got to start putting out more content. You've got to start putting out more images. So we do this in two ways, actually. We put out various pieces of content, which is like covering all sorts of different things, and that raises our profile. And then we call this pillars of content. We put out content on websites, another one, content on content, right? Content on property investing. So these pillars, these columns are the specialisms, right? And then you have got this general content that goes out about cryptocurrency, about the great time great thing that you did to help your kids, or the charity thing that you do, or whatever that happens to be. So this one that covers everything is more to cover everything, so that people actually like you, right? Like, so that you then control the narrative of what people think about you. And then you have these pillars of content, these different pillars that talk about, come and book a strategy session for website design, book a strategy session for content, book a strategy session for, or buy some coaching product or some property product. So you've got this general content that goes out, and then you should have very specific pillars of content to do with your products and services. But it's, you can't just put out about your products and services because people get fed up of that. You've got to put out a wide range of different stuff, and then you put out the specific stuff as well. The wide range of stuff could be stuff like this. You know, we've been going since 8:35. It's 9:13 now. So we've been going for 50 minutes? 40 minutes. And so people will dip in and dip out of these types of podcasts. But that's the type of content you've got to put out. We put out stuff about going horse riding, walking on the beach, because we want to demonstrate lifestyle to people. You know, the lifestyle thing is what people kind of aspire to. And they, you know, I get this. I get people saying, I want to live like you live. I want to live in Spain next to a beach and go paddle surfing on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Can't do that now, by the way. It's freaking freezing out there. Although this morning was really warm. It's very windy here. And I think we've had a Saharan desert. I bet my car's full of yellow dust as the winds blow up from the Sahara. It happens quite a lot where we live for some reason. But people aspire to that. And so we want to demonstrate that that's what we've got. And then people want to be like us. And then they end up buying what we do, what we sell, right? Because that's just how it works. It's human psyche. So we have to demonstrate that's how it is. And as we go into 2022, by the way, I also want to demonstrate some of the challenges that we have more, so that people can actually see them and just kind of lift the lid. Because my life is not without its challenges. Good grief. I mean, I wish it was. But I think a life without challenges, by the way, is a life not lived anyway. We're all going to have challenges. And so we should, first of all, attack them head on and deal with them. It makes us better people and it grows us as a person. But also, should we be hiding them as much? And I think let's display some of these challenges so people can see us working our way through them, so that they get inspiration and motivation from that as well. But your goal, I think, for 2022 should be getting more visibility. You need to have more visibility than ever. My watch is telling me I should be sleeping right now. I don't know what that's about. But you should be visible to as many people as possible. You should be putting out your positive message. And if you want to talk about some of the challenges that you've had, people like that. People want, one of the things I get from people, you know, we get messages all the time, by the way. We get emails, we get Facebook comments, and we get Facebook messages, every week we get them, right? And one of the things that people say is they like the authenticity, and we want to be more authentic. Like, how can you be more authentic? You're either authentic or you're not. But we want to demonstrate some of the problems that we face. You know, the $7,000 on bloody balconies, for example. That's ridiculous that we spent to replace to make them fireproof effectively on balconies. We've got four units in one particular development. It cost us $7,000. One unit, which cost 1800 quid, I think it was, it's one of the biggest units there, doesn't even have a wooden balcony. And I still had to pay 1800 quid for it because it's just part of the lease. It's just based on square footage of the apartment. Whether you've got another unit that doesn't even have a balcony, cost me 700 quid. Literally no balcony. Cost me 700 quid. And we should talk about that stuff more. I mean, partly it's funny, but also it's like annoying as well, paying 700 quid for a balcony I don't own. But like, I want to put more stuff out like that. And people love that level of authenticity, because people, you know, when you talk about property investing or growing your business, people only put out good stuff to have success in 2022. Do this, this, this. You see them on TikTok and Instagram and that kind of thing. It's like, it's total bullshit. Just do this. Five ways of having more money in 2022. Just do this. As though, as if you just did those five things, life would be amazing. It's bullshit, absolute bullshit. And It's kind of annoying me right now, in case you can't tell. Anyway, look, I hope that lot is useful. I had a good old COVID rant there. I should do more of those. Anyway, hope that's useful. Let me know, and we'll catch up with you guys in the next one. Have yourselves a good week. We'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.